Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
And hey, guys, welcome back to the Cloud Crew Podcast. Today we're going to be reviewing a few different little anime updates that we've been watching and kind of going over for y'all. Now we're also going to be sitting here kind of tagging this 1.5 gram cart. Pretty chill so far. I think it's okay.
This one tastes like grape. What are those fucking dipper things called? I said it yesterday.
Fun dip,
yeah, the grape fun dips.
Yeah, we got a grape octane, and we have a sour sherbet.
We had to go buy a new cart battery before this episode, mostly for the charger.
Our charger happened to
desolder itself on the inside. Yeah,
how? I have no idea. Don't ask. Don't know.
American ingenuity. Yeet.
It's something. That's definitely something. So we got a few different topics we're going to be going over.
The two newer animes, the Bleach and Daima. Yeah. Those are the ones that were currently in release. They both had episodes come out this week. We haven't caught up with ReZero still. We're kind of waiting for the dub on that.
Yeah.
Just because it's more informational than it is action packed, so it's like something that you have to listen to, and we have gummy ADHD brains.
Yeah. So, we did a little bit of watching the Daima come out. Now, I'll be honest with you, this episode, there wasn't a whole lot to it.
It pushes the story along quite a bit, but it was quite boring in terms of the peak Dragon Ball content, you know? But, it's portraying a good story
so
far. Not
a crazy amount of action yet, but, you know, there is a storyline there that they gave. And we'll touch on a few topics, such as Goku. He was struggling to fly at first.
And Piccolo, too. I don't know. I don't know if I remembered anybody else trying to fly in the episode, but I just remember specifically Goku and Piccolo having that little debate. They butt heads near the end of the episode. Piccolo thinking that he just understood and could fly. He was like, yeah, no, I got control over this shit, and you don't? Ha ha. And then he tried to fucking fly and flew face first into a tree.
And then it was told, oh, it's because they don't know the balance for their new bodies.
Their new tiny bodies, which that's a pretty logical reason to throw in there. At least they had a solid reason behind it.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, it's kind of like, no offense, how hard should it be able to be to fly? You know? When did they start flying? What age?
I believe Goku was at least over 14. Because it's during the Saiyan saga.
That's true. Who knows? Maybe they should be able to get it under wraps. Maybe it's just something to kind of throw it in as a little extra bit.
Well, Vegeta for sure flies in the trailer, so I don't know. I don't know if Goku will end up flying, because we always know Goku just has that one stupid thing in every season of Dragon Ball that kind of holds him back in some way. every season of Dragon Ball, he's just held back in some way. So I feel like flying's probably going to be his kryptonite for a while during this season. Until he's Goku's, able to go Super Saiyan again.
Flying's going to be Goku's downfall. Oh, no.
Like, every time he flies, he's going to eat shit until he manages to go Super Saiyan again. That's my prediction.
Yeah, and I mean...
And Vegeta's probably going to be doing it and making fun of him. Like, saying, like calling him a low-class warrior and shit like that.
Kind of going forward with the anime, we also seen that Goku went and got his pole, his power pole.
Yeah, from good old Roshi, using it as a fucking, what was it, clothing rack.
Yeah, he had it outside, hanging up his undies, bro.
Bro had not a care in the world.
No, not at all, bro.
Kid Roshi's something to look at, man.
Nah, man, we debated, and he low-key looks like Krillin. With no jawline.
And no dots on his forehead.
Yeah, he ain't got as big of a forehead as Krillin does, but it's close. It's close. They also introduced a new carry here, a.k.a. Glory Hole. I mean, oh, my bad. Glorio.
Yeah, I think whenever he appeared on the screen and the closed caption popped up for it the first time, I literally, like, we both turned, looked at each other, and said Glory Hole. Or I said it. I don't remember exactly how it went. I just know... That glory hole was said, and we both just stopped taking it seriously for a second.
Yep. No. And they also brought him in with a purpose, though. They did say that... Oh, no. The car battery just died, so rip right now.
I'm R.I.P. just staring at the other one charging.
I got you. Know what we're going to do? I'm going to set up a dabby for me. That's what's up. So... While I'm setting up this dab, guys.
What do we have to say about Glory Hole?
Oh, yeah. Glory Hole came in with a purpose, man.
He came to recruit Goku to go to the Demon Realm to fight off Goma, which is apparently a Majin of some type of strange power. My hypothesis for him was his power was going to be, like, some type of...
He's going to be a magic.
Last night, after they started explaining that he was a Majin, because he just cosmetically didn't look Majin before. Yeah. Plus, he looks, like, just based off of how you stare at him and how he presents himself as a character, he comes off as a pussy. That's just how they present him as a character. He just does not come off as a fighting force, but he's going to be, like, a magical presence for sure. He's probably going to fuck with timelines or fuck with... Like, obviously, he's already fucked with their body size, so he's already fucking with them.
Well, that's because of the wishes. That's not even his own power.
Yeah, and, like, if he can't do that on his own, you come to question what type of power he's going to have, but...
There's so much in this, bro.
I'm not surprised. I am not surprised, bro. We have not cleaned it since the beginning of this dispatch dab.
We're gonna have to. I'll have to set that back. I was going to take a tag out of that, so now I'm gonna switch again.
Start taking it apart.
No, it's hot. That's why I just heated it up because I was going to hit it and didn't check. So it's my fault. But I think it's cool to find out that that he is part of a Majin. That's kind of adds a little bit of a. What can he do? What Majins? Because in the past, we've seen Majins like Majin Buu that they just fought. Huh?
He seems like a different type of Majin than
Buu. He is. Oh, for sure. Obviously, he don't even look like Buu.
And, but, like, we've seen other Buu's, I guess, because if they're all Majins, then I guess Buu's are Buu race, I guess. I guess there's different races of Majin, so Buu would be the race, not the...
Yeah, Majin Buu.
Whatever the fuck that implies.
Yeah, but I think it's cool that they did bring in a little bit with it. Now, them implementing that he's going to be a huge force or somebody not to be reckoned with...
I feel like they're fucking with us a little bit.
Well, that's the thing, is one of the Kai said that they heard about him. In the anime, and they were talking about how they heard myths that he was some guy not to be reckoned with or not.
But that's super strange to me, because, like, he wasn't even, like, in the question for succession of power. It was always Abara and Dabara. The only reason he got power is because, out of some weird coincidence, Dabara got convinced by Babidi to go to Earth, which was just unheard of at that point. Like, Goma was never even being considered.
Maybe he set it up secretly. You know, maybe we're going to find out that he's...
In the first episode, he seemed relatively, like, confused by it all.
But that's what I'm saying. People be faking it on the live, you know? It happens.
I mean, yeah, but, like, at the moment, there's no reason for me to, like, assume. Like, maybe just based off of that. Like, because he was only talking to the only other person that, like, he's currently plotting with actively. So, like, if he was faking it, he probably wouldn't be faking it to that person. That's true. That's just why I'm kind of like...
I get it. But no, I mean, there's still a lot to go up. I mean, who knows what he's really thinking right now.
Yeah, and I still don't see him as final villain for Daima at all.
Definitely not.
So.
I think it's the final
villain. I think he's going to resurrect something of some sort.
Maybe. I think he's going to be a problem.
And then he was also talking about that third eye shit already once.
Yep.
I think
still waiting for the beast. The creatures that they mentioned in the first episode, I'm still waiting for. Because I want to see what Goku has to take on. Honestly, they would rather go try to fuck with Goku than a fight.
I know that, like...
That's disrespectful to Goku, if you ask me.
I know that
run to once.
90% of what Goku fights in this realm, like, 90% of it, there's going to be a 10% that's going to be a struggle. That's just how Dragon Ball works. But the 90% is going to be Goku one Kamehameha-ing it. It's going to be, like, big-ass, like... demon-looking, like, dog creatures that you can just tell are kind of fodder walking up to him. They're going to get into a little scrap, catch him off guard, and then he's just going to blast them, and they're going to pop like balloons. That's how that's going to go. And, like, you can't tell me I'm wrong, because name another instance in Dragon Ball where that hasn't happened. In one of the very first episodes of original Dragon Ball, Goku rips apart an animal and eats it for funds. Because he's hungry.
That's true.
There's no way these demon realm things are just gonna, like, because he's already used to these otherworldly creatures. These aren't new to him.
No. The demon realm is new.
Yeah, but
the,
like,
demon realm, something that even in Super, that's after this.
Yeah, but
isn't,
like,
really brought up too much.
Seeing the creatures aren't gonna, like, come to a shock because he's seen creatures just as strange at this point.
Yeah. Strangeness isn't gonna be.
Nothing's gonna catch him real off guard.
But no offense, they might have some crazy powers. It's the demon realm. We don't know, man.
I just feel like if they do, they're just gonna be super similar to the Namekian powers, and I feel like that's something they're gonna catch on to pretty fast.
That's something else, bro. Like, we don't really, like, up until this point, they don't know a crazy amount about Namekians.
There's been two reoccurring things that
people have ominously heard of, and even though Namekian kinds have admitted that they don't know their full past.
Well, that's because none of them really understand the demon realm, because of all of the misconstrued information. But, like, there's only been one consistency between Demon Realm creatures so far, the Majins and the Namekians. Because you just only... No, other than the ears. Like, a non character trait, non-physical trait, is the regeneration abilities. Of course, they're on different pars of each other.
Yeah.
But they're both... They both have the ability to regenerate. Of course, Boo does it extremely well.
Boo's is better than Majin Boo's.
Like, Boo can literally keep himself from dying on an infinite basis unless you destroy him cellularly. But they both can heal themselves.
Agreed, because Piccolo has regenerated his arms, as we've seen. We've seen him regenerate other... use other powers to help heal others.
And they've shown that it's consistent between Namekians, too, because the Namekians in the Tournament of Power regrow their arms whenever they're fighting. And then I believe it happens with Kami and maybe King Piccolo as well. No. Maybe Nell. It might have been Nell, not Kami. It might have been Nell and then Demon King Piccolo.
I believe it. Nell seems...
It doesn't seem like it would be a situation where the Kami got his arm ripped off and regrew them. That just doesn't seem like something Kami would have done. King Piccolo and Nell seems like it makes more sense. I just remember other Namekians for sure it happening too. Because that's how they introduce Namekian powers, is through those characters.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, the ability to manipulate their bodies, both. Boo can, like, rip off parts and throw it at you, like, when he wieners you in Zero. And then...
Sparking Zero.
Namekians can extend their body and, like, grow their body.
You know what it reminds me of? His power, man. Okay, I want you to think of another anime where somebody used something like gum.
Hisoka?
No. This anime I actually haven't personally watched.
Have I? Okay, keep talking.
So hear me out, because, like, no offense, he manipulates it like it's gum. Boo does very similar things on a very similar power scaling. You know, what if they're the same character, just Boo's the fat version?
Who are you referring to?
I'd have to pull it up. it up, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know this guy. I don't know this guy personally like that. I don't watch the anime, but I do know he is someone that you'll recognize right off. You're just tagging the cart, blowing it in my face.
I was making sure it worked. My first three hits on it didn't get any smoke because the voltage was turned all the way down.
Well, I was just sitting here, and it kept, like, getting hit in the fist. I was like...
Yeah, no, I was trying to... Like, because it wasn't flashing this time, like it was before we started our recording, it was flashing purple, which typically indicates that your car battery's not connected, right? So whenever I put it on, it wasn't flashing anymore, so I was like, okay, I guess it's working. And check the voltage, it was on, like, fucking 2-point-something, so we were... It was just... wasn't
like, he's, like, stage 5-something.
I would, but I would know it.
Yes, stage 5. I think it's like its 5th stage.
Luffy?
Yes.
Gear 5 Luffy?
Yes, Gear 5 Luffy.
Because he has Toon Force.
Yes, that's what it was. I couldn't, oh my god, I told you. It's an anime that I actually haven't watched. Yeah, but it's supposed to be Goofy, man. But I have seen some of the fights where Luffy.
Bro, Luffy's Toon Force is just different.
Is that what it's called, Toon Force?
Gum
power.
Crazy. It's like the devil. It's the gum gum fruit from. It's a devil fruit. It's called the gum gum fruit.
That's
or the Nika Nika fruit.
Nika. Sparking Zero Boo powers remind me of for some reason. I don't know why. Every time I've been hit with him, I've had a flashback of him.
Yeah, it's called the Nika Nika fruit. Nika. Nika Nika.
That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
And, yeah, once he hits Gear 5, he has full, like, Toon powers. He can manipulate anything that he touches. He can basically manipulate, like, rubber.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool. I actually... It's such a long anime, though. That's the whole reason I've avoided watching it.
It's being redone, though, so we'll see how well they do it.
Yeah, if it's being redone, I'll watch it as it comes out.
The first season should be out within, like, the next year, I would assume.
But now, I will say, we've seen also, though, that where we've seen old Glory Hole Glorio, the Kai did mention to Goku, stating that not to let your guard down. So, there is a little bit of problem with trust going on with the Kai right now.
I think that this Glorio guy is probably going to be a similar situation to Trunks, where he was, like, a future type situation, because he seems like he kind of understands what's going on. He seems like he knows too much for the time frame everything's happened in.
Facts.
So far
he definitely
so
does.
I think he has to be future or like a time traveling sort of aspect similar like Trunks, because it just wouldn't make sense for him to understand who Goku is, understand why he's small, understand what Goma's doing and what's going on in the demon realm whenever it's only been like 15 fucking minutes since everything's happened.
That's crazy. Yeah, no. I who knows? Like, I'm waiting to see. Maybe it's a trap. It could be a trap. Maybe this is something going on, or maybe this is how they get introduced to a new friend or something, or somebody that is going to help them.
I'm sure Glorio is going to be really reoccurring in this season.
Gotcha. He might be.
I feel like he's going to be that side character that, like, you know, that side character that's always
he's
there.
Only
like,
here
in Tournament
for the
of
season.
Power. Yeah. It was like Frieza. And Kaba. Those were the side characters that, like, they're not mains in many other places in the story, but, like, they're consistent side characters that only pop up for specific things at specific times.
Yeah. No, I agree. He definitely could. So it shows that he could be somebody to stick around.
He's not like Vegeta, who's a side character that's there 24/7, but he's a side character that pops in and out type shit.
Yeah. Kind of like Gohan. Gohan does that right now, but Gohan also can turn into the main character sometimes. We've seen with Dragon Ball.
I think that some of the new upcoming arcs, as Beast gets explored more, will probably be very Gohan-centered arcs.
Probably. Especially expanding on him and Piccolo.
Because they just expanded on MUI in the manga, Mastered Ultra Instinct. They then expanded on Ultra Ego Vegeta. But they haven't given a full, other than the Awakening arc in Super Heroes against Cell Max, they haven't given a full Gohan-focused Beast arc. Other than whenever he, in the manga, he actually fights against Mastered Ultra Instinct Goku and a bunch of other people in, like, a gauntlet fight, and he's the last person standing. So that's why he's declared currently as the strongest warrior out of everybody in the universe, because he managed to outlast Goku in that fight.
Now, I will say, when we were watching on Daima, right at the end of the episode, we see, like, Goku and the Kai, of course, going with Glorio. And they mentioned that, like, Bulma's preparing a spaceship or some shit.
It was, the Kai that goes with Goku originally comes from the Demon Realm. He mentions that.
Yeah, it's, his brother is the one that, that we see in episode one, and we talked about on in a previous episode.
So he comes out on one of the same ships that, like, Goma comes in and out on. But his is just super, like, derelict and old because he came back so long ago, and he just, like, there's no reason for him to use it anymore. He's already out. So he just, like, neglected to take care of it. So whenever he brought it out, it just didn't work. So now Bulma's fixing it so that they can go back to the Demon Realm. So that they can take Vegeta, Bulma, and the other side characters. The main characters of the season, I'm presumably, have already made it to the Demon Realm. I believe it's going to be a Goku Kai-focused story. And then Vegeta's going to be there for, you know, the hard-hitting moments. Goku gets knocked down. Vegeta has to come in, fight until Goku is able to retain his strength. Classic Dragon Ball style.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I think there's also going to be where we do have Gohan and Piccolo here, though, too. I think Gohan and Piccolo are going to get some action. And I think
Gohan's going to be too young.
Gohan?
He's not as old as Goku, and Goku's only 6 right now.
I still think he's going to be a kid, though. I don't think he's the one.
And
the
he hasn't.
Show him. The only two babies that were shown on camera are Goten and Trunks. Right?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, to see I'm pretty sure it's Goten or Trunks. But no, Gohan should be a kid, if I remember right. And because I'm pretty sure we remember seeing him at the party get shranked. It's just that he hasn't had really any main things going on so far in Daima. He's just kind of been a side character. Same thing with Piccolo. Piccolo's kind of just been a side character except for him and
Goku. Gohan's been completely left out of all of the advertising for this. He's not in any of the promotional. He's not in any background images. He wasn't included in anything. He's not on any of the birthday pictures. He's not included in anything point blank period.
So he's just not even in the
He's not written in at all right now. Like, there's no signs of Gohan in the story. Wow. He has to, like, canonically, he has to be there.
Yeah.
But people are theorizing that it's going to be a plot point that, like, whenever the wish happened, he was, like, in the hyperbolic time chamber, like, catching up on wishes or catching up on studies or something at an extended rate. So he was unaffected by the wish, and he's going to come out, and everybody's going to be small, and he's just going to be, like, savior of the whole thing because he's still Big Saiyan Man. That's the running theory right now.
Maybe. I
mean, and the hyperbolic chime chamber is a good cop out.
It would make sense. Yeah. No. It would play well for the story, and I think also having a player, like on their side, a character on their side.
What?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's not charging right or what.
That's crazy because it was on there for a minute.
I don't know. Maybe that's not charging fast. Maybe it's buns for it.
Maybe.
We're going to try something.
Definitely possible.
No, I'm not trying to eat it.
He said, I have solution number 3.
So reliable.
Straighten the wall.
The wall plug-in. Listen, guys, if you can't get something to get charged on a computer or
a charging block intended for charging.
Stick it in the wall. Even if the wall doesn't have a place to stick it in.
Our wall does.
Yeah, it does. It does. But if not, I would have created a spot.
It would have been straight through the fucking drywall.
It would not have worked as well, I promise you. I probably would have sat there and looked like an idiot, but
it would have been in the wall.
Exactly. Now, another anime that is kind of coming out with us that we've been watching is Bleach. And we did get to see some things happen
in Bleach. I think it was the third episode of this season.
It's the third episode, and it's actually called Black Arm?
The Dark Arm, the Black Arm.
Black Arm, Dark Arm, something along those lines. I can't remember.
It has to do with the Soul King's arm. That's what we're well aware of.
Black Right Arm. I know it's of the right arm. Yeah. I do know that. Because we see in the beginning that...
I believe Pernita, the Quincy, is the left arm.
Ooh, that's a good theory. That's a good running theory right now. That would be a great running theory. And that would be, that would cause so many issues.
I believe he is, and he's probably going to have to fight one of the captains. That's my presumption, because I know Kenpachi has a fight in this upcoming arc.
Yeah.
Shunsui and Yudahara both have a fight. They both released their Bankais, actually. I believe all three of aforementioned characters released their Bankais. There's not a lot of characters that don't have fights. Obviously, Aizen even has a fight.
Yeah.
In this upcoming arc. He fights Yuhabak.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Well, with, because... with Ichigo. Like, I believe that they're going to be tag-teaming Blood. That's what all signs point to at the moment. I believe it's going to be like, hey, Ichigo. Hey, look at me over here. I'm going to help you. Fuck you, though. Because Aizen's just... That's how Aizen is. He really don't fuck with anybody.
Well, the whole thing with Aizen, I don't like anyway. Because they opened up first, showing us... That's the captain's backstory, how he was able to obtain the ability to become the right arm, to sacrifice himself. And go through, you know, and do this fucking shit.
Mimihagi.
And to be able to substitute himself in for the Soul King. But the whole point is like he's supposed to like give time or be able to substitute some time for them.
Bro, I will never
and
have...
And we're seeing another captain... Go to Isaac right now to try and negotiate.
It's actually head captain. It's squad zero caps.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
No, Squad 1 Captain.
Yeah, because of how the events have happened.
He would definitely be next in line succession-wise.
Yeah, but I just don't think that, like, Aizen's the play.
I do. I think spiritual pressure wise,
they're definitely like doing. They're definitely doing it, but like 100%, like that's the play.
Because like you,
hope but I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like that part of the story.
I like Aizen as a character. He's one of my favorite characters, like in the show. Other than the fact that he killed Gein, I'm still pretty pissed off about that.
No, I don't like him because he killed Gein, and we didn't get to see shit from Gein. Gein was a whole mystery the whole goddamn show, and then they fucking drew us out, and then they slaughtered Gein. They slaughtered Gein, they gave us a connection for the smallest bit, and we never got to see any of Gein do shit.
Aizen is such an omniscient and powerful character.
No, fuck Aizen.
That, like, seeing him scale against the literal Soul King killer, the world crusher, the person that literally had the power to end all three worlds, is gonna be interesting. Like, that's literally what he did by having the Soul King get cut in half, is end all three realms. The only reason it hasn't collapsed yet is because Mimi Hagi existed. That's it. That was literally like a 1 in a billion chance. Something that almost no one could prepare for. Not even someone with future sight could prepare for. That's how of a strange instance this was. So like,
yeah, no. I mean, and you've seen that the Quincy's leader even mentioned that, man. He said that this is he said this is something that like I did not foretell when like I was seeing the future.
Yeah, so like it was such a strange occurrence that like. It was unforeseeable. Literally, it was the definition of unforeseeable. Yeah. So, like, the whole concept of Aizen being the type of threat you need to take him down is completely plausible. Like, I understand why Ichigo's not enough.
I don't. I say...
Aizen was always on a different... Like, the reason Ichigo won that fight, it was complete, like, plot armor.
Good. Plot armor it up. He could be plot armored up for this, too.
But there was also a reason Aizen wasn't killed. He's unkillable. Yeah,
they want to bring him into this shit, and I don't like it, man. Because, no offense, I know what they're doing. It's going to prolong a little bit of their shit, but it's not going to be...
If it follows the manga, it doesn't prolong very much.
No, it doesn't. But it's going to prolong the anime itself. They're going to get
It shouldn't.
Cap, because do you know how much they will probably throw the fucking filler in?
They haven't so far. So far with Aizen, he shows up just as much in the anime as he has in the manga so far. So far, like, he's had just as many scenes. They haven't added anything extra for Aizen so far.
Exactly. And no offense, if we go back to how Bleach originally was, do you remember how many filler episodes are in the original Bleach?
Yeah, but Thousand Year Blood War, like, just won't have filler, like actual full episodes of filler, period, because it's finished.
But there, that doesn't mean the anime is not gonna have.
And at the moment, the writer of Bleach said that the manga is the complete incomplete copy. He said that he did not finish his work in the manga, so what you see in the anime is the finished version of the story. Because he was there personally for the writing and storyboarding of the actual anime this time. Like, it's one of the few times that he was in studio for it. Like, where a manga artist would come in and be in studio for this type of shit. But he went in and finished the story for the anime, like, physically. So what we see in the anime is the true story. So if it doesn't follow the manga's wrong in this case.
Word. No, I mean, that's a good thing to point out, though, paying attention, because what if we do see something that's not in the manga?
There has been, like, in the first two cores of Thousand Year Blood War, a lot of the events happen in a very different order. Like, a lot of things have just happened in a completely different order.
And we've also seen that in the anime so far, that there's been Bankais used that are not used in the manga.
Yeah, like, Shinjimaru, the Squad Zero captain, does not use her Bankai. She actually just loses that fight horribly in the manga. Like, she gets Oreo Speed Blitz, I'm pretty sure. I also don't even remember if they, like, sacrifice themselves for the Bankai. They might, but I don't recall it. I just know her Bankai was not in the manga, period. I know that Gerard Valkyrie fights Kenpachi. I just remembered the Quincy's name that fights Kenpachi. That's why I said it. Pernita fights Shunsui in the manga. Toshiro, the ice dude, young captain.
Yeah.
He takes part of the fight with Valkyrie and Kenpachi. I believe he starts that fight and Kenpachi steps in the manga. So, like, That's just, like, I believe that's coming up. That's why I, like, explained what kind of, like, a very basic synopsis of what's happening. So we'll be able to tell, because that should be coming up. Like, if the events of that are changed, well, it'll just be clear. You'll be able to tell in your mind. If, like, Toshiro doesn't, or, what the, I think his name's Toshiro. I'm pretty sure it's Toshiro. It feels right. I'll have to look it up. I think it's Toshiro.
Don't ask me, man. I can't pronounce names. I'm not one for pronouncing anything. I am, that's just not in my bag at all.
Captain names.
Now, I will say, like, having Sasuke Aizen be able to come in, though, is probably
going to... It's Toshiro Hitsugaya, I got it right.
...have some good fights, because you know Sasuke Aizen's going to throw down, for sure.
Aizen is literally, like, I think it's going to be a perfect match for Yuhibak. They're both, like, omniscient beings at this point. They're both godly figures.
No, I don't... Well... Yuhibak, so far, I mean, like, he has shown to be like, crazy, like super powerful compared to everybody. And so is Aizen, but that's why I say I don't like having Aizen there, because, one, it makes the board kind of weird, because...
I just don't think there's a win con without Aizen. I just don't think there's anywhere that Ichigo and his group of friends can beat Yuhibak without Aizen. With Aizen's ability.
I do.
I mean, not with
Yuhibak's ability. I think they could definitely at least hold them off until they get support from captains.
They don't have any, like, healing capacity right now. And,
yeah, they do. They have,
and to be fair,
they have healing.
They have Orihime, and that's one person, really, at the moment.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And they do have healing.
She
they
can only do healing. One person at a time. But you also have to keep in mind she's,
like, their best healer.
They have, like... maybe a 20-minute time limit on them right now. They have this random captain sacrificing himself on the brink of death whose hand's only going to keep the world's balanced until he fully dies out. So they're literally grasping at straws right now. So, like, it was Aizen or bust type shit for them. They were probably like, all right, well...
I still don't like it. I just don't like it. I'm just...
I don't think they like it.
Yeah, it's a shame. I don't like it. Aizen's not the dude that I like to have come in the scene in right now. I just feel like throwing in two crazy big powers like that is just...
With Bleach animation, it's going to be perfect. I think that's what it's going to be.
Nah. I think we're going to see some cool fights, but I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't enjoy having him come in. I don't know why. I just don't like it. Having Aizen come in to me is just a stupid play to have two powers just
knowing what happens right. In the manga, it makes a lot of sense. That's probably why my perspective's different. Because I actually know why and how it occurs. Because, like, it happens differently than you would expect in the manga. Like, it's not just, like, this weird spectacle where Aizen's flexing his power in this crazy way. Yuhibak's actually, like, a threat. Like, he actually is, like... powerful enough where Aizen's like, it's not like Aizen's this fucking retarded character who's broken. It's like, wait a minute, what the fuck's going on? It's an actual fight. It's actual contention. And then, like, it's not a case where Aizen's fighting him alone.
Yeah, but no offense. Why, as Aizen, in my mind, what do I get from going out here and possibly dying? What do I get from trying to fight this guy?
He's technically immortal, so no matter what Yuhibak could have done, he can't kill him. And the fact...
But that's what I'm saying. Is like, still, like... In my mind, why...
He was also given the option to go outside. If this never occurred, he would have never been allowed outside. I think if I was given the option to go outside, I'm going outside.
Even if I go outside, I'm not fighting him. I just wouldn't. See, that's what I'm saying.
It makes the plot feel weird. It's a whole other problem, though. If he doesn't fight him and Yuhibak doesn't die, then the world ends, period. It's just over. The world just ends, collapse, done. Because Ichigo's not enough. It was just shown in Ichigo is not enough. The other captain's not enough.
I don't know. That's just because maybe that's how it was written, but... As I said, I just don't like that Aizen's coming in. It's nothing said's going to change my mind on that, because I just don't agree with Aizen coming into the situation. Having Aizen comes into the situation lessens your characters around on it. It makes your protagonist have to lean on somebody. Adi. And as your protagonist,
when you don't, he doesn't. He definitely doesn't lean on it. That's the problem. Like, it seems like that's how it's gonna go for sure.
Aizen is based off of what I've seen. This is how it feels like it's gonna.
The way the power eclipse works,
we're gonna rely on Aizen. Aizen's gonna end up helping us, whatever. We end up winning, and then we're gonna have to face Aizen again. Because, no offense, you didn't really beat Aizen last time. Why try to have to face Aizen again if needed?
Yep, that's not what happens in the manga.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
fortunately, we don't have like the weird drawn out thing where Aizen and Ichigo fight.
That's what
again.
I'm saying. You're basing it off the future. I'm not in the future.
Oh yeah, no. That's what I'm saying. I know.
So, I don't agree from my standpoint from not reading the manga.
Oh, for sure.
Because a lot of people are not gonna read the manga right now.
For sure. But like I know it would be. Like, it's more of a squashing getting hopes up, because seeing Ichigo and Aizen run the fade and actually Ichigo actually fucking him up would be, like, a soul-relieving thing. It would feel nice to feel that. Unfortunately, it just doesn't happen.
No, and that's what's wrong with my problem with Aizen. But I don't like Aizen. He killed Gin. Mad at him because of Gin.
Luckily,
and I'm gonna hold my grudge.
Luckily,
screw Aizen.
There's actually a plot reason. And Aizen doesn't, like...
I hope Aizen dies.
He just gets imprisoned again. You know the sills that Shunsui talked about?
Yeah,
they just reseal
his
bitch
chest.
Relock the sills and bro can't move again. He's like, fuck!
I just don't like it. It's just, and see, like, how are you dumb enough to get back into the lock? And, like, it just makes so many issues.
To be fair, the type of locks that he's in, if they just walk down there and stick the key and do it, he's fucked. It's just because they're, like, embedded in his, like, soul, spiritual pressure at this point. I think some type of, like, vow was made. I can't remember the exact ceilings of Aizen, but they tried killing him at first. That's when they found out he was fucking immortal, and then they were like, alright, so some complex-ass ceiling's gonna have to do, because we can't fucking kill you. I guess.
No, I think eventually, you know, they'll have to find a way to have Aizen... Locked away better.
No, their options are either seal him better or somehow make him a fucking good guy again.
Yeah.
That's all they got. Because if they don't and he gets out, they're fucked. Everybody's fucked. Yes. Like, if somehow...
I can't imagine him getting a power buff, you know, on top of his power. They just made him a cracked character from the beginning. That's another reason I don't like Aizen.
That's a weird thing.
He didn't earn anything.
With
just
his power, the Hogyoku power, it's an ever-evolving power, so the entire time that he's been locked up...
It's getting stronger.
It's getting stronger. He's not getting stronger.
It's getting stronger. That's what I said. It's retarded.
So it's actually not his power at all, but it's imbued into
it.
He is the Hogyoku.
Yeah. But even before the Hogyoku, he was still just cracked.
But that power he actually deserved, because that was his actual innate talent. The power that we see pre-Hogyoku is actually, you know, Aizen strength, or whatever. That's just how good Aizen was.
After the Hogyoku, now we've seen a cracked character get even more cracked, and this is the villain.
I mean, to be fair, without the Hogyoku, ran everybody's pockets. It didn't take him having it to run everybody's pockets. That's a fact.
Yeah, but without the Hogyoku, he probably would have died. No offense there at the end.
If he had to fight...
If it was the same fight without the Hogyoku...
I think if he didn't have the Hogyoku, though, Ichigo probably wouldn't have, like, had to have gotten that ability, so it would have just been the same fight in a different
way. No, he probably definitely still would have. I think Aizen still would have ran his shit.
Well, yeah, but a lot of, like, the like, real traumatic events that happened to Ichigo, like the Gin situation, shit like that, they would have played out differently. Like, if no Hogyoku, like, Gin would have been more of a threat to Aizen if he didn't have a Hogyoku. So, like, everything there would have played out differently, so the motivations would have played differently.
Yeah.
So that whole fight would have just been, like, a lesser version of the fight it was.
See, that's another thing. We should have never let him get the Hogyoku, guys, because Gin might be a fucking lie.
He had a great plan for getting that fucking Hogyoku, though. Just stage your goddamn death and just knowing who has it implanted in them, and then the second that they're about to be executed, reappear and take it. That's a masterful fucking plan. like, to have that thought out. And then the fact that it was actually shown his thinking out process, like, it was animated and storyboarded his thinking out process, that's what makes it so good. If it would have just been a situation where it was told to us that it was his thinking out process and it was never expanded upon, it would have been super lame. But because we got to see the process in, like, the flashbacks, and we got to see what happened with him and how he corrupted captains and how he got his power and how he, like, how he actually became the villain Aizen, it was actually a super cool arc. He has the best villain arc out of a lot of anime characters, to be honest. Now,
I got a question for you. What do you really think that they're about to be trying to do with this Soul King's body? Because, like, we just seen Orihime not be able to heal that shit.
They don't heal it. There's no way they heal it. I believe that there's going to be something else in play.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, what's going to happen to replace the Soul King? That's the big, how are they
going
to
answering that question without knowing what I know?
Yeah, I know.
I think that their best bet right now is extending Jushiro's life as much as possible, finding a way to keep him alive for as long as possible. That's their safest bet. Because, like, they do have the ability to heal to a certain degree, so they would probably be able to extend his life to a certain amount if they had a couple healers just sit and heal him on a constant basis. Yeah, I mean,
maybe they could if they got enough healers there, or, like, enough healer.
They could hold him for a decent while Yuahara, you know, and Misery, or whatever, I can't remember how you pronounce his last name, but you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. The two smartest characters think of something, because, you know, they've been shown to be that type of thinking level characters.
Yeah, they could come up
problem solving characters where you can, like, solve world ending problems. They'd figure something out, some artificial Soul King replacement at some point. As long as Yuhabot gets destroyed, they would figure something out.
The problem is, no offense, Yuhabot.
And that's why Shunsui was like Aizen.
No offense. I think it would have been a good story. This is also another reason I don't want Isaac in here, but I know they did, because I would have loved to have seen Yuhabot go and kill off one of Ichigo's main friends, somebody like Chad or Yorihime, even if we've seen him take somebody else, maybe
he's taken some pretty important characters recently. Like, okay, so he kills Ichibe, but Orihime heals Ichibe. Exactly. That's the problem with killing any of Ichigo's friends, though.
Right now, Orihime. Yes. But that's the problem, is why is she not able to heal the Soul King?
Because he's, like, out of... He is a... Okay. So Orihime's powers seem to work on, like, a 3D basis.
Yeah, but...
And then Ichigo's powers more of a 4D basis. They also
explain, though, that her powers seem to have, like, rewind time at some some extent. Rewind,
so her powers probably scale to like a 4D basis. Unfortunately, the Soul King not only controls and balances four different dimensions simultaneously. He's like a five dimensional being. He transcends like the logic that I think Orihime's ability like fathoms, because like whenever she goes to try it, Yuhabot says like, The power is kind of, like, far out of your reach. Even with something as powerful as that, it's just, like, it eclipses that.
I think maybe we're going to see her try it again, at least. And we're gonna see some type of strife of trying. Honestly, but I think it's going to fail again.
The last time she tried, it looked like the thing broke. Clip thing, it looked like it exploded.
Oh, her clip. I didn't see her clip explode. I might have missed that.
Because, like, the glass breaks and then the clip kind of, like, disperses.
I've seen her glass break, and I thought maybe it just rejected, you know?
Yeah. But it seems like the amount of power just, like, overwhelmed it. That's the impression I got, at least.
Gotcha. Now, I also wonder, going in, and we're also currently watching GT, as we mentioned before. Of course, it's been out for a while. Everyone probably knows the ending. But right now,
I'm just trying to figure out how we get into... I'm just understanding the plot until we get to Super Saiyan 4. I'm just staring at it until we get to that point. Because, like, Baby Vegeta comes in at some point. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. Super Saiyan 4 comes in at some point. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. Goku's a midget again. I kind of understand what the fuck's going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. No cap, like, I think it's kind of interesting to see that...
Vegeta has a mustache?
Oh, God. I didn't see the mustache.
It's a fire mustache. No. I'm gonna show you a picture.
Is it a real one?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like one of those pedo mustaches?
Oh, it's a great mustache.
Is it a porno mustache? Are you about to show me a porno mustache on
GT Vegeta was a character.
GT Vegeta.
Oh, it's pedo mustache, GT Vegeta.
Yeah, I believe, that's great. I think his daughter makes fun of him, and that's why he shaves it.
I'd make fun of him, too. No.
And then the rest of the series, that's GT Vegeta.
Yeah,
it's minus whenever he goes baby mode. You know what he looks like, a baby.
Yeah, everybody knows baby. Everybody knows baby Vegeta.
Have to. You have to, otherwise you're not a Dragon Ball fan. You're not a Dragon Ball fan.
Super baby Vegeta.
But we're just now at the point where, like, we seen Goku pick up the fucking telephone pole, smash it out to the guy, scare the guys off, whatever.
They're about to start their, like, universal travels for the Dragon Balls.
Now, an actual anime that we wanted to point out to y'all that we just kind of happened to see.
It's an anime based off of a mobile card game.
Yeah.
It's Super Dragon Ball Heroes. It's a quote-unquote sequel to Super that's completely non-canon and also links into Xenoverse, the video game from 2015.
Yep. And I mean,
the original Xenoverse specifically.
It kind of ties in both GT and the Universe 7 that we've seen.
Just everything.
Everything. It has so many different amazing fights, bro. Let me tell you. It has original canon characters. Awesome.
Like Cumber and Hearts, they're not anywhere else in any other Dragon Ball media.
Facts. And dude, a lot of people here got a lot of random ass power ups that we haven't noticed them getting in the past. We've seen a lot of different rich shit on it. I think we still have another season to watch at least.
That we didn't even really realize that we had.
So
until I noticed it in a YouTube video last night. I was like, what the fuck is that guy talking about?
We just happened to finish the first season. We're like, oh, we're done.
It started recapping. I was like watching a recap to understand it a little better. And it started recapping shit that just didn't happen. And I was like, what the fuck is it talking about, bro?
But no. I definitely say, guys, if y'all haven't watched it, go watch it if you like Dragon Ball.
It has tons of fights. If you're watching Dragon Ball for the scraps,
it's scrapping.
It's scraps.
24 is scrap.
It's literally a new scrap every episode. The point of the episodes are scraps.
100%. All it is,
it's a tournament of scraps. Hypothetical fights. It's a tournament of scraps.
Especially
Gogeta, GT Gogeta, and fucking Vegito in the same episode. Blue Vegito in the same episode. And Ultra Instinct Goku next episode. And then Super Saiyan God Trunks the next episode. Yeah, you heard me right. Super Saiyan God Trunks.
That's not even something you see. It was weird. I wasn't paying attention for a split second. Look back on the screen. He was red. I said, who the fuck?
And then you hear a character very clearly say to him, Trunks, come here. And you're like, what? What?
Who? You said Trunks. Super Saiyan God Trunks. Okay. Whatever.
Enough said. That's
cool. I was cool with it. No offense. It was a nice power-up to see. But, they have smooth animations. It's real similar to kind of like what we seen with Super.
It's a lower budget Super.
Lower budget. Yeah, definitely.
Choppier Super.
But it's still decent quality. I enjoyed it. I could watch it.
The episodes are also only 10 minutes long.
Yeah, super short, so you're not, like, blown.
Because it's, like, it's a card game promotion. They're not gonna, make full 24-minute episodes. There's 20 episodes in the first season. They're all 10 minutes long. They give you enough content there. It's 200 minutes. It literally
follows most of the scene from Xenoverse in Xenoverse 2.
A lot of shit happens in it. Very, like, just Xenoverse-esque and pulled out of the Xenoverse plot. But a lot of it's original, too. A lot of it's just shit that it's real fucking random for no reason.
Yeah, no, but I enjoyed it. It's a nice little thing.
Guess we have a whole other season of it to watch.
Yeah, that's something I'm going to look forward to. Another thing, real quick, guys, don't forget, we do have the socials. Go check them out. Go give some ideas if y'all want, man. If there's anything that y'all are wanting to hear us talk about, feel free. If not, we're going to keep tuning it in with y'all. We are going to be starting to release twice a week on here for y'all. I know we've been doing a little bit more. We're going to keep throwing occasionally some bonus episodes and stuff, guys. And we appreciate y'all.
Later.
Adios.
Ohio football fans, picture this.
You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.